Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
As you've been hearing, Killarney in County Kerry attracts huge tourist numbers every year, and one of the big attractions, of course, is the jaunting tours and cars. So I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. I decided to get up this morning, put my feet up, and travel around Killarney in style.
Hello, my name's Calvin Tangney. We're here outside the Great Sun Hotel in Killarney on the jaunting car that takes us to our lovely national park and our lovely steed today. Her name is Queenie, the drama queen.
So tell me a little bit about the history of the jaunting tours here in Killarney.
Well, these jaunting carriages have been going in Killarney for over 200 years now as a tourist attraction. For myself, I'd be the sixth generation of my family driving them here. So ever since I could walk or talk, I sat here beside my father, my grandfather, and they took me through the park, through the town, and I learned all the history really from them. As they love to tell me, they taught me everything I know, just not everything they know.
So you've been doing this from you were basically a young kid.
Oh yeah. Some of my earliest memories, I remember being up in these carriages wrapped in a blanket, pretty much snoring away to myself asleep.
A little bit like we are here today in the blustery weather. But it's interesting because, like, the weather conditions are not good here today. The rain is lashing down on top of us. But despite all of that, the tours obviously still go ahead.
We're very lucky in Killarney. Killarney's a very special place in Killarney, almost the tourist capital of Ireland. And you see, there's tourists all year round. And we're very lucky nowadays because we have the roof, we have the sides, we have rugs. So you're never too badly, basically, at the elements. They kind of protect you, and we'd be going year round in sun, wind, rain or snow, even up on Christmas Eve.
So tell us, where do you typically bring tourists when they're taking part in the jaunting tour?
So usually what we do is we'd be starting in town, but then we head quickly into our national park and we go along by the national park through down by the lake. So you get lovely views of the lakes, the mountains, the islands, the deer, and down to Ross Castle as well. And as you go, you get all the history as well, and you get a nice kind of glimpse into what Ireland's like.
So is it mainly American tourists that would take part?
It would be mainly American tourists, but international tourists nowadays. So you have a lot of people from all over, even Europe, Spanish, French, Italians, and then you go over towards Australia, New Zealand, a lot of people come. But there is also always a very strong Irish trade. Depending on the time of year, there's always Irish people coming. That's great. We can really appreciate the locals helping us out.
Yeah, I can imagine, though, for families, you know, coming here with maybe young families during the summer season, particularly with young children, it's probably a nice thing to bring them on the back of the cart and head off around the town.
Oh, it is always great, especially for them Irish families coming for a day away or a weekend away. They'll go on the carriage, and it's a great way of just killing a bit of time for them as well. And they get to see things, and the kids are always entertained because they love the horses. They always do. They get to get photos, they get to say hello, give the horses rubs, treats, this kind of thing. So it is a great distraction for families. It's always something you can do any weather, basically.
Can you beat the traffic here in Killarney?
Oh, you can always beat the traffic. We have our own little roads, and one horsepower is plenty for me.
So when you bring people on a tour in the cart, how long typically is that?
Our usual tour there takes us through the park and only takes about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. And with the stop off at the castle, it's always lovely because it gets a bit of a break for, say, families. They can have a run round, get a few photos as well, stop off in the coffee shop and bring them back. So it's not too long, but it's not too short. It's a great way of just spending a bit of time here in town.
Have you had anybody famous in the back of this cart?
Oh, there's been plenty of famous people, but probably one of the most famous, one of the most well-known would be Jesse Ferguson. He would have been the actor on Modern Family, the ginger fella. But then simple things, you'd have comedians. We had Paul Smith up on the carriage at one stage as well. And going back years, we had the owners of the Liverpool football team. My father had out. And famously, Maureen O'Hara, the old Irish actress, loved Killarney. She'd always come and visit. And every time she came to Killarney, she'd always go out with my grandfather. Whatever else, the two of them were very, very good friends. And there's plenty of photos of the two of them up in their lovely little trap enjoying their tour around to Killarney.
You haven't had Jessie Buckley, the Oscar nominee, in the back of this yet?
Unfortunately not, but I'd say she will at some stage. It's always one of them things. But famously, from Killarney, we've had the Sam Maguire sitting in the back of this carriage.
And if Jessie's successful this weekend, will you bring her on a tour of Killarney with her Oscar in the back of Queenie?
Oh, I'd very happily do that, yeah. But the Killarney people, they're always massive supporters of these carriages. Even Michael Fassbender, a local here, he's often come up and said hello to the horse. You see him walk around town, very odd time, but he always would. He'd always be quite happy to say hello to us as well.
Brilliant. Listen, let's head off on our little tour.
Perfect. Up. Now trot on, good girl. That's it. Atta girl, Queenie. Good girl. That's my pet.
Calvin Tangi with us there a little earlier this morning. Thanks a million to Calvin and all the gang bringing us on a jaunt around Killarney.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.